Welcome to another Train to Gay Radio production with Danny Palmer.
I'm here with Train to Game Arts and Animation student Fee Stewart, aka Fee the Giraffe, on the Train to Game forum. And she's here to tell me why she chose to study Train to Game and what she wants from a career in the games industry. But first of all, what first got you interested in video games?
Well, I've always played video games from being a very young age and always been interested in the art side of the games. And having followed a fine art path most of my life, it seemed logical to sort of mix my two loves of computers and games together and actually help make them.
You mentioned your background in art. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, at 14, I was quite fortunate in that I was quite good at art, so they actually put me in for my art exam 2 years early, which I passed. And then I was offered a job with a graphics publishing company at 16, so I went then and became a graphic designer for the publishing company. I then decided that actually sort of making adverts and maps and things wasn't really for me, and I'd much prefer to sort of draw and paint. So I then went with a private studio for 2 years learning how to paint and draw properly. For the last 6 years, I've transferred those skills to computers.
So what made you want to make the switch from fine art to computer animation, and why have you chosen to study your Train to Game?
Well, having three children and also already sort of being able to paint on the computer, which I love doing because those are my two loves, and working from home, I wanted to be able to stay at home but also improve my skills and actually learn the 3D part of making games.
And what were you doing before you started the Train to Game course?
I'm a self-employed artist, so I do a lot of artwork, mainly non-digital, for clients. Also make logos and create skins and for 3D models and help other artists.
You mentioned you have children. How's your family finding the fact that you're studying again?
Oh, Mum is uber cool. Having teenagers, they think it's great. They're really into it, and everybody's been very supportive, and they think it's wonderful.
So how are you finding balancing the Train to Game course around the rest of your life then?
Oh, quite easy. Because I work from home, I can dedicate as much time as I like to the course in amongst, you know, other things. So it's a good balance, and I'm really enjoying it.
What's been your favourite part of the course so far?
The actual course, it's been learning the 3D aspect of it, which I've found quite challenging at times, being a mainly sort of 2D artist for such a long time. Transferring those skills to actually creating the models has been quite difficult, but it's a great sense of achievement when you suddenly realise actually you understand what you're doing, and also meeting all the fantastic people that I have from the forums and the game jams, and yeah, you're a wonderful bunch of people. And I actually feel part of a really nice community.
How did you find the Train to Game Game Jam, and did it teach you anything about work in the games industry?
Yeah, it's just a great experience. Do more. You learn an awful lot. You learn off the other people around you who know more than you. You also teach, you know, the people that don't know the things that you know. So you do learn an awful lot from these things.
What do you want to achieve with Train to Game this year?
I'd like to get through Section 2. I'd like to have the opportunity of going on placement. Yeah, it would be nice to work amongst people that I, you know, share a love with.
Finally, once your Train to Game course is completed, what would your ideal job in the games industry be?
Well, obviously it's got to be something to do with art, because that's the only thing that I've ever really, you know, been interested in most of my life. So it'd be either creating art assets for games or environments, backgrounds, characters. I'm not fussed which, really. I just, that's my love. So I'm quite diverse in things. So, yeah, I'd like to be working with other people, maybe in a small studio. I've worked at home for too long.
For more information, www.tradethegame.com.